Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Stir Mixing It Up, in the Italian tradition by Boston chef Barbara Lynch, is a photo rich English language cookbook that translates her restaurant honed approach into home kitchen terms. Built around a large collection of recipes and practical side guidance, it aims to help readers cook Italian-inspired food that feels contemporary and personal rather than strictly regional. Lynch is known for direct, opinionated instruction, and the book reflects that voice, offering tips that make ambitious dishes feel doable. The recipe range is broad, moving from starters and simple doughs to a substantial emphasis on pasta, along with seafood, poultry, sides, and desserts. Throughout, Lynch blends Italian foundations with influences from the wider professional kitchen, including techniques and flavor building that reward attention to detail. The purpose is not only to provide dishes to cook, but also to teach readers how to think like a confident cook, using smart preparation, strong seasoning, and clear method to produce food that can hold its own at a dinner party or on a weeknight table. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, an Italian foundation with a contemporary American restaurant sensibility. A defining topic in Stir is how Lynch treats Italian tradition as a starting point rather than a rule book. The recipes lean on recognizable Italian building blocks such as pasta, tomatoes, cheese, cured meats, olive oil, and straightforward preparations, but they are expressed through the lens of an American chef cooking for modern home kitchens. That means bolder contrasts, restaurant-style richness when it makes sense, and an openness to borrowing technique from beyond Italy. The book frames this approach as practical rather than showy. The goal is food that is grounded and satisfying, but still refined enough to feel special. Readers see this in the way menus move from simple starters to more involved mains, and in the attention paid to seasoning, texture, and finishing touches that elevate a dish without turning it into a project. The overall effect is a cookbook that respects Italian flavors while encouraging cooks to mix influences and follow what tastes good. A stance that matches Lynch's reputation for being candid and confident in the kitchen. Secondly, pasta as the centerpiece technique, confidence, and signature style dishes. Stir places major emphasis on pasta, treating it as both comfort food and a technical skill worth mastering, rather than presenting pasta as a single chapter of quick dinners. Lynch uses it to teach broader fundamentals working with dough, shaping, cooking to the right texture, and pairing sauces that balance salt, fat, acidity, and herbs. The pasta section is also where her restaurant identity comes through most strongly, with dishes that sound elaborate but are structured to be achievable if the cook follows the steps and pays attention to timing. Recipes associated with her style, including gnocchi preparations, are presented as approachable through clear method and practical notes. This focus helps readers build a repeatable skill set. Once you can make and handle a few foundational pasta forms, you can adapt to other sauces and fillings with confidence. For home cooks who want to move past jarred sauce and basic noodles, the pasta emphasis provides a direct route into more ambitious Italian-inspired cooking while still keeping the end result firmly in the realm of real dinner. Thirdly, starters, doughs, and small plates that teach building blocks. Beyond pasta, the book uses starters and small plates to teach core building blocks that can be reused across meals. Items like baked tomato and cheese preparations, pâtés, fondues, and dough-based recipes, such as brioche pizza dough, show how Lynch approaches flavor from the first course onward. These recipes often function as skill primers, working with cheese and heat, balancing richness with acidity, handling yeast dough, or learning how to create depth quickly with pantry ingredients, because they are smaller in scale than a main dish. They are also where many readers can practice restaurant-style touches without the pressure of a centerpiece roast or complex seafood preparation. The structure encourages mixing and matching, so a cook can assemble an impressive spread from a few components rather than relying on a single complicated dish. In that sense, the starters are not filler, they are a teaching tool. They reinforce the book's overall message that better cooking comes from mastering a handful of techniques and applying them repeatedly with attention to texture, seasoning, and smart preparation. Fourthly, seafood and poultry straightforward methods with bold flavor pairings. Stir devotes meaningful attention to seafood and poultry, two areas where method and timing make the difference between ordinary and exceptional results. The fish recipes emphasize practical, high-impact approaches such as pan frying and oven baking, often paired with assertive compliments that bring the plate into lively balance. Examples cited in coverage include combinations like cod with chorizo and clam ragout and scallops with celery root, showing a preference for contrast sweet seafood against savory cured meat or delicate textures against creamy vegetable purees. Poultry ranges from simpler cutlets to more involved roasts, offering entry points for different skill levels. The through line is clarity. Choose a technique you could execute well, then build flavor with careful seasoning, a well-judged sauce or garnish, and attention to doneness. These chapters also reflect the book's promise of sophistication with practicality. Even when a dish sounds restaurant-like, it is presented as something a home cook can manage with planning and a willingness to follow a method rather than improvise blindly. Lastly, Chef Voice, Kitchen Tips, and Make Ahead Thinking for Real Home Cooking, one of the book's most distinctive topics is Lynch presence on the page. Stir is not only a set of recipes. It is an expression of a direct teaching style that includes opinions, do this, not that guidance, and small professional habits that reduce risk in the home kitchen. Readers get advice on ingredients, prep, and technique, including practical tips like using often discarded parts of produce, handling citrus, and thinking ahead so serving time is calm. Make-ahead notes are especially useful for cooks who want to entertain, because they translate restaurant mise en place into household routines, prep components earlier, finish quickly, and serve at peak quality. This approach also supports the book's broader promise that ambitious food can be accessible if it is organized. The combination of confident voice, targeted tips, and stepwise method is repeatedly cited by reviewers as a reason the cookbook feels friendly rather than intimidating. In a crowded Italian-inspired category, that instructional personality helps the book function as a working kitchen companion, not just a source of inspiration. In conclusion, Stir is best suited to home cooks who like Italian flavors but want to cook with a little more edge and technique than the most basic red sauce repertoire. Readers who enjoy learning from a strong point of view will appreciate Lynch's directness and the way she explains what matters in a dish: seasoning, texture, timing, and smart preparation. The practical benefits are clear. The pasta focus can improve core skills that transfer to countless meals, while the starters, seafood, and poultry sections provide a path from casual cooking to confident hosting. The inclusion of tips and make-ahead guidance is especially valuable for anyone who wants restaurant-level results without chaos at the stove. What helps the book stand out among Italian and Italian-American cookbooks is its mix of sophistication with approachability, plus the sense that a real chef is coaching you rather than simply listing ingredients. The photography and broad recipe range add to its usefulness and appeal, making it a book that can sit on the counter, not just the shelf. For cooks who want grounded but elevated food and are willing to follow a method, it offers both inspiration and reliable kitchen instruction. If you would like to support Barbara Lynch, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.